Actually, because of the conflict, there is also not just conflict with the Indian state as such, but there is also inter-tribal different communities conflict also. I think it's a lot to do with what that area had become as a result of more than 50 years of militarization. So poverty also become part of their life. India as such is very centralized. Most of the development is in the cities, and then in the rural area you have schools, but it's only in name. You don't have teachers, you know? And then, of course, all the parents think education is very important.
Of course. And so what happens with the education of these children?
So what happened is that these poor parents, for them, like having to shell out 5,000-6,000 Indian rupees is also a lot. But because they want their children to be educated, they borrow and all, no? Then they give to this man who says, I will take your son or daughter to the Indian city. And then they are taken, saying that it's free education. And then often they are just locked up in some place, and then in some place they have to work, you know, like laborers. And then we have AIPP, we supported one organization to help in this rescue. And they managed to rescue. Of course, they also work closely with the state agencies, Social Welfare Ministry. So in collaboration with them, they managed to rescue children. I think in the last 2010 to 11, they rescued more than 200 children from our side.
And these are boys and girls?
Boys and girls, a lot starting from age 7 to 15, like that, no? And then some, they come back very traumatized.
Is the government doing anything to rehabilitate them? Because they need psychological help.
The one I know of, one district in Manipur, Tamenglong, they got a little bit of money from this contemporary forms of slavery, you know, here from the UN. Just one time, we facilitated. So they set up a shelter. They had been running actually, but like they were able to do it regularly on the basis 1 year, no? These children, after they come back, then they are brought to this shelter where they have this nurse and also teacher who help them go to school, and school fees paid, like that, no?
How are they doing now?
They are doing quite well. I mean, in the beginning, some of them, they don't speak, no? They are so traumatized. But after some time, like because they had to do a lot of counseling, so they become better. Then besides the education, then they are encouraged to take part in extracurriculum like sports or music. I mean, not expensive music type, but just to practice.
Just to engage them.
Yeah, just to engage them. And then slowly, then they start mixing with students like that. So, yeah, they go through very bad experience. In terms of schools, I guess the government is trying hard, but still it's very difficult. In the rural area, it's just the schools are standing in name. Or you have, I don't know if it happens in other places, but in India it's very common practice. Like you have the substitute teacher. So like supposing I get employment, but I don't want to go to the rural area, then I ask someone there. And if I'm getting, say, 20,000 Indian rupees, I may decide to give to that substitute teacher 2,000 or something. And then I'm happily living in my hometown or wherever. So that is also a big problem. So, like, children hardly have any qualified teachers.
As a result, they suffer because they don't get the education that they need.
Yeah, so it's like a vicious circle, no? So there are different factors, like besides poverty and conflict. So it's easy for the pimps or the traffickers to take away. And then there is also this practice.
That's a big problem also, the trafficking.
Yes, it's increasing. That is the worry. Because of poverty, parents are willing to send their children, no, even to work in the cities. And a lot of these trafficked children from Northeast India, they land up in cities like Bangalore, Bombay, Delhi, Mumbai. No? If we don't treat the root cause, key root causes of the violence, just talking about elimination of violence also does not work. That's why for us it is very important that state recognize the collective rights of indigenous peoples.